All right, guys, we'll get started. Really, the issue for us came down to the ball, the football, and not creating any takeaways defensively, and then finish, in a minus four turnover ratio. That recipe's hard. We've got a really tough outfit, and I think that showed the fact that we're in this game and taking it into overtime and having a chance to go win it when you're in minus four. So that part's tough. The penalties were certainly a factor. I believe we had 11, for the game, and part of our motto is finishing is doing right longer, and that caught up to us today when we were not able to do that. And we'll give credit to Tampa in this case, for them being plus four. So that's where it was for us. The issue came down to be the ball, and with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, you led an overtime drive, got them a third down three times. How were they able to convert on that?
Well, on a number of different ones, it wasn't the same, coverage on each one. But, again, I'm going to have to, tip my hat to them and able to convert. I believe one was on a scramble. One was on a throw that was completed. It was battle for it, back and forth, just like they all are. And, didn't execute as well as they did on those scenarios.
How limited were you with three of your four first starters in the secondary out by that time?
Well, it's a challenge for sure, and it comes up in lots of NFL games. We have such confidence in the guys, so when next man's up and we're ready to play, it was a matter of just getting the pieces in the right spots going into it. But we have all the confidence in the world in the guys that go in. We wouldn't put them up and put them active if we didn't believe in them, and we certainly do. So for us, the real issue tonight really came down to the football.
How much more irritating was it for you when you went into this game? You're saying, hey, we're going to clean up these turnovers. We're going to clean up the penalties and stuff like that. And then they resurface again and take you out of that offense.
Yeah, for sure it was disappointing, and it was the main thing for us is the ball, and so for us not to have that connection today, that was hard on us. It was a hard lesson for us, knowing like that's absolutely where we're at our best and we're taking care of the ball, and then also creating takeaways too. So it goes both sides with that. It's not just the offense. We didn't create any defensively, and that's when we're at our best, when we're able to give the ball to the offense, that whole mix together. That's what makes us unique. So for us not to do that today, that's hard.
Matt was really visible.
No doubt. And the thing I want to make sure we all know is, as a top flight elite competitor he is, and there were some great plays made out there by a number of guys. And it wasn't a case of us not, being able to move the ball. There were certainly opportunities for everybody. But just the mistakes cost us today, Vaughn. The penalties and the turnovers were the real factor in the game.
Dan, you mentioned the turnovers. One hurts. Where they happen, is that a double whammy, so to speak, in the red zone?
Yeah, it goes both ways with that. When you do have it down there, that's when the points come off the board. Hopefully, defensively, there can be a stop. So I believe there were some penalties even on a couple of those that extended some on the other way going back. But that's ball for us. We know, wherever it is, we want to make, special care of the football. So when it didn't happen like that tonight, that's hard. I didn't get a great shot. I was, on the far side away from them. We knew this crew, in terms of calling, OPI, there's a bunch. They were, one of the tops in it. And we'll defer to those guys. And, on the call, didn't have a, question on it. We'll go back and look at it, but I didn't have a good sight at it to really know.
Any updates on, I think you had like four or five injuries. I saw Jackson go back, but both the corners.
Yeah, I'll have a better feel for those guys tomorrow and see where we're at. Some of the guys who did get banged up, Durant came back, Person came back, the corners did not, but I'll have a better feel for them for tomorrow.
6-2 overall, but 0-2 in the division. Where do you see this team midway?
Well, number one, this team is really connected. And that part I know for us to be really good, the closeness together that they have, that part I know is there. And our toughness, the way we like to finish, that part's there. We didn't execute as well as we would today. So I feel like we got a long way to go. We'll improve in a number of areas as we're going forward. That's kind of our theme each week in terms of how we can keep getting better and keep going for it. But from the toughness standpoint and where we want to be, there's a lot of work for us to do. But I have all the faith in these guys and belief in them, to take it as far as we can.
Dan, you alluded to the turnovers and the penalties, but did you feel like maybe the team had weathered the storm as you began to rally in the fourth quarter and forced overtime?
I thought so. And when that momentum takes place, that's, really the shift of the game. And as a competitor, recognizing that time to finish, that's a real trait that you have. And we have a number of guys that can do that. All right, now's the time. Now's when we go finish. And so for us able, like I said, not to be able to do that, we're a really good finishing team. And so for tonight, when we didn't do it as well as we'd liked, that's still hard on us.
Coach, Jalen Collins has got an expanded role these last few games.
Well, number one, he's, you know, in terms of the development he's had, we knew this was coming in terms of, you know, the length and the speed that he plays with outside. And then also Alfred's ability to go inside and play nickel was a factor in it as well. So lots of belief and confidence in Jalen moving forward.
And Justin Hardy, his first game, what did you
think of him? Yeah, everybody was so excited for him to get his opportunity. And so today when he had that, we knew he was ready. He's been working extremely hard to have this opportunity. So there was no surprise he was ready to play well today.
Coach, how frustrating is some of the turnovers are, you know, basic things like the center quarterback exchange, a handoff on the hip, you know, how do you fix those type of turnovers?
They are the ones that are currently the most frustrating. And we want to be the best fundamental team in football. And so when we have ones that, you know, when they force one or a tip ball happens, you know, that's part of the game. But we can totally manage the ones that don't. So we'll put the work in to make sure they get corrected.
How did Jameis Winston play for them, the rookie quarterback?
I thought he played, you know, a lot like we expected, able to create plays where he can mid out. He had a scramble for a long one. He's a real competitor for sure. Seems like more than we'd like, that much I know. But one thing I think that you do gain from that, when you are in some close games, the belief is there. And we're going to go find a way to win this game. That was certainly the case for us tonight. When we, you know, held them to a field goal, we thought, all right, let's go win us a football game. And it didn't happen for us at the end tonight like we wanted. So like I said, we'll give the credit to them. And just the finish didn't occur like we normally expect.